Yukon River communities are getting creative in coping with another poor king salmon return. A fish-sharing arrangement between Yukon River fishermen is aimed at protecting the king's stock while still providing some of the prized fish for subsistence. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Amonok-based Quipak Fisheries, a Yukon Delta area village-owned processor, is providing salmon to two communities upriver in the Yukon Flats.
They put them in a box and they send it up free of charge and everything, so it helps out.
That's Fort Yukon Tribal Government Natural Resources Director Rocky James. James says locals are concerned about this summer's weak king run, and some have agreed not to fish in exchange for bycatch kings harvested in the Yukon Delta commercial chum salmon fishery.
Make it a personal sacrifice not to fish this year, and I think it's important to understand and to look back on that for our future generations, for our kids.
James says foregoing fishing in the Yukon Flats will help get more kings to upstream spawning grounds. Some residents of nearby Stevens Village are also participating in the project with Quipak. Company manager Jack Schulteis says they've provided fish to upriver villages on an informal basis in the past. Schulteis says the new program was developed this spring with the Tanana Chiefs Conference and the Council of Athabascan Tribal Governments in light of another bleak king salmon forecast.
What we're trying to do is still have a commercial fishery for chum salmon and also address the need for subsistence fish upriver. So I guess you could say it's a win-win situation on both sides.
Schulteis says a first shipment of salmon caught in a test fishery at the Delta was well received at Fort Yukon. He's optimistic about more villages signing on to the program as long as there's enough commercial chum openings near the Yukon Delta.
If they hold us up from commercial fishing, then this isn't going to work at all. Because we wouldn't have any incidental fish to send upriver. That's definitely the key to this.
Schulteis says fishery managers are supportive of the sharing program. Andrew Furman, a natural resources technician with the Council of Athabascan Tribal Governments, says the project is a way to alleviate fish fights between up and downriver communities and commercial and subsistence fishermen.
A lot of it's to be a good neighbor and to build relationships along the river that previously weren't there, because there's a lot of in-river fighting and finger-pointing at people. And it's also, help us help them. It's good following around because if they get a commercial opener, then they get their fish, they get their money, and then we get fish in exchange.
Furman says the arrangement also makes economic sense. He says with gas going for between $7 and $9 a gallon, some subsistence fishermen are happy not to run their boats chasing a limited number of kings. He says 10 Fort Yukon fishermen have signed up so far to participate in the program with Quipak. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.